Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we have Larry Taylor on top of his mountain with us tonight. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart, thanks for having me. I hear it's snowing up your way, and it's pretty cold down here.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to get, I don't know, they said 1 to 3 inches of snow here in the Menominee area. So, yeah, it's, well, the weather's weird everywhere. We are definitely entering into a time of extreme, erratic weather, actually dangerous weather, too, because it pops up so quickly, and you're never quite sure, you know, what's really going on. Where do you want to start tonight? I mean, there's a lot going on. Where do you think we should go first?
Well, we might. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just thinking about maybe this new Glazerson 5778 Tor code that just came out of Israel.
Yeah, let's get into that. He relates that to the Messiah's arrival, right? As far as I can see.
Yeah. Yeah, now here's the headline on it. It says, and this is Breaking Israel News actually released it. It wasn't in the U.S., but Breaking Israel News. It says, Bible Code Rabbi Glazerson, with shocking NASA discovery of Planet X, he is Nibiru and heralds the start of the Messianic era. Says that Nibiru, according to Rabbi Glazerson, ushers in the prophesied pre-Messianic natural disasters. And that's really interesting. And a matter of fact, some of the code wording that was released was Messiah, which indicated the Messianic era.
Right.
Also 5778, which is new for us because we've been trying to get some of these 5778 Tor codes, and we couldn't, and Nibiru, and also the word warning. And now, by the way, he indicated he had found a link to the Tor code in the Bible, and I'll read that verse. It's actually, he says it's Numbers 24:17. He says it talks about Nibiru or the star. Let me read this to you.
Yes.
Says, I see him, but he is not now. I behold him, but he is not near. A star shall come forth out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall crush all the corners of Moab, and break down all the sons of Shem, and that's Moab, sons of tumult. And also links in Matthew 2:2 and Romans 15:12. And also the added on interpretation says that this was a time of the star of Jesus. However, it also indicated prophetically towards the latter days and indicated that Moab and such is referring to the enemies of Christ and his people.
Yeah. There are more and more pictures surfacing now, and of course some you can debunk, I suppose, right away, but you're seeing more and more evidence of something, and you know, it's almost like this thing has its own planetary system, and probably each one of those planets, and I'm beginning to wonder if this isn't tied to that seven planet thing that they announced. Remember that? They announced the sun with the seven planets, and
yeah,
then they kind of dropped it.
Yeah, that was the one that Barry Rothman did a Tor code on, and the name of that was in the Tor codes.
Yeah. I can't remember what the name of it was now, but I all of this in Planet Nine and all of this seems to be their method or the deep state's method of telling people without telling them that something definitely is on the horizon and headed our way. And, you know, if people would follow the weather, not locally where they are, and not just at the United States, and all of the weird stuff that's going on all around the world, from floods to blizzards to, you know, just weird, weird weather. And you have to have a reason for that. We are headed into, I think, the time of the sinners that the Book of Enoch talks about, where everything starts to go totally berserk. And, well, I guess one could say planet Earth and the inhabitants thereof are in deep doo-doo, and you don't even know it.
Yeah, and what's really interesting, Stuart, is the fact that there's a breaking Yahoo News report today, and it actually came from news.com.au out of Australia. A mysterious object from deep space has entered the solar system, and they've already given it a name. They said a possible interstellar comet, C2017U1, is moving at 26 kilometers a second, which is really, really fast, and the path does not appear as clockwork like returning comets. So there's now a mysterious object been sighted that has entered our solar system, the one we live in, and I put it on the my blog today, actually, so somebody could see the potential path of it. And, you know, it reminds me back of the – we don't never talk about it much anymore, but the Book of the Cobran and how it talks about a comet-like object, but nobody ever really knew what it was.
Yes, that's what it says. It wasn't a comet, but it was like a comet. It was something that mankind had never seen before. And they also said, and this is very, very interesting, that it was the Lord and his weapons. Well, you go into the book of Isaiah, chapter 24, and it says, even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation. Now, if angels can be shapeshifters, I would assume that the Lord could also be a shapeshifter. He could take on, it sounds bizarre, but that's what the Book of the Cobran said, that it was the Lord. And, well, I suppose, having been the creator of the entire universe, he could take on any size or any shape that he felt like. And he always works through nature and space bodies and that sort of thing, almost always. If you go into the Book of Revelation, it talks about how all these things are happening. And it's usually a natural or astronomical events that are taking place. This is interesting, though, because Glazerson says something about it's a warning. It's a we better repent. Not only Israel, I'll read a part of an article here, not only Israel, but also the world has to repent by observing, now this is interesting, the seven Noahide laws. Remember we have said we're going to go back under a system? What most Christians don't realize, within those seven Noahide laws is one about blasphemy and beheading. Blasphemy there is defined as Jesus Christ or believing in him. Believe it or not. If you don't believe it, go look up the seven Noahide laws. And you may remember the protocols where they said they were going to add law upon law upon law. You couldn't even get out of bed in the morning. You'd broken some law. And then they would reduce it down to the seven Noahide laws. And the Sanhedrin is coming up. So all of this is right on time. This is going to get extremely interesting. He's very, very hard to understand. Did he say anything else in the video? I had a terrible time trying to understand what he was talking about, so I resorted to an article about it.
Yeah, he doesn't speak good English. He was speaking English, by the way, when you was listening.
Yes.
But it is difficult to understand him. But basically, it's, you know, he's talking about 5778 and Nibiru, actually, and of course, being in the book of Numbers, which he believes the star he found in Numbers 24:17 is the same star. The one that we're seeing, you know, some call it Destroyer, some call it Nemesis, some call it Planet. I mean, there's a lot of names. But very definitely he found in the code, though, that it itself was a warning. And you know, it reminded me a little bit of, you know, when people got AIDS. This is weird, but years ago when AIDS first came out, you remember that?
And yes, I do. Yep.
People were,
yep.
Yeah, people were saying, well, it's a death sentence. But the interesting thing was, you know, and I thought about that, and I thought, well, you know, it's a slow death, though. It gives you time to reflect on your life and maybe change your outlook on life and you know, actually repent and be saved. And, you know, that was my opinion at the time. Of course, nobody ever asked me my opinion. But to me, that was it was like a time capsule in a way, even though it might literally end in death. You had a little while to reflect and change.
Yes.
Well, this incoming object, you know, Standeo said it slows up and then it speeds up and then it slows down a little bit more and speeds back up. And he said it's very difficult to gauge when it would arrive. And that's why he hadn't really ever said, or he said it, you know, wasn't possible to figure it out. But, you know, in the same fashion, talking about a warning and repentance, Stuart, which we got to give Glazerson credit. He's using two words that nobody cares to hear.
Yeah, you bet he is.
You know, and so if he said it in our day and age, it also seems like a sign that is bringing with it disasters and possible catastrophe, but yet it's coming at a speed that mankind has a moment of reflection during. And maybe they too would change their heart, but I don't know.
Well, of course, I think people really do have to understand the mercy of the Lord, the compassion of the Lord. And he has more patience than the human race put together, speaking about those who have any patience, which is a fast disappearing situation. But, the whole issue of the tribulation in my mind is to, like he says, I don't want any to perish. I want all to come to repentance. Well, then most of what he's going to do is to call individuals. I don't think nations anymore are going to repent. I think we're beyond repentance at all. So I don't know. It's just weird how the Lord does operate in very mysterious ways. And like Glazerson says, this is a warning. People are going to have a chance to look up and see it, as far as I can tell. This thing sprouts wings when it really comes in, according to the Book of the Colburn. And it says the wise knew when it came, excuse me, and they also know when it went and when it's coming back. But the general masses of the people, excuse me, would not understand the precursor signs. We are in the middle of those precursor signs right now, according to what the Book of Colburn had to say about it. You're going to have anomalous activity on the sun, which is probably the first sign. You know, the Lord said there'd be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars. So it sounds to me like in that sequence, the first signs will appear in the sun. And the sun is anomalous, very anomalous. And, you know, I was reading a headline the other day and it said, scientists are perplexed because the universe is here. basically. In other words, they can't figure out why the universe is even here. So that's where that's where humankind really is. They just flat cannot admit there is a God. He is the creator. He's the redeemer. And mankind, like it says in Psalm 2, better start paying attention. So, yeah, here we are. So all of that is right on time, and it's amazing that Glazison has found this and published it as a warning for the human race to repent. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree. What's also interesting is you remember the movie Interstellar.
Yes.
They used this term in Yahoo News about this mysterious object that appears to be comet-like, and they're not sure what it is, but they're also indicating it is an interstellar comet. Now, for it to be an interstellar comet, you know, Adam, the Adamic race hadn't been around that long. So this thing to come from one universe into our universe and be interstellar, it would almost have to be multidimensional and use a wormhole, so to speak, to do that in a timely fashion that isn't like 500 million years or something. It's past, you know. And so I'm finding that interesting that so much of the interstellar or dimensional stuff, and if you tie in also, we're hearing about now more and more research and evidence of the gravity waves that appear to be coming from two black holes. And they're arriving about now. We're beginning to pick up on them. We've got the LIGO system, and Europe has another system that is detecting these. And they're saying gravity waves are also multidimensional. So, Stuart, it seems like we've entered a time of multidimensional effects in our neighborhood.
Well, that sounds like that mystic over there in, I can't remember, the Balkans somewhere. And he said that we were going to have a wave come through, cosmic wave, and people were going to vanish. And so when I looked at that, and it was also, he said that people were going to ascend. There would be an ascension. Well, the first thing you would think of would be maybe the rapture of the church. But the New Age term for ascension simply means a change of consciousness. And the Book of Enoch talks about how people become, they think they're gods, and that evil is multiplied among them while they're out there declaring that they are now gods. And that would have to, I would think, change a consciousness. It's a change in the DNA, which he also mentioned. And that's something that is mentioned in Earth Under Fire, the book. And he says in there that every time they have one of these waves go through, even if it's a minor one, they start to have mutations.
Huh.
So it's a change in the DNA. So this is what that mystic said. And believe it or not, that's what Cliff High said in one of his releases, that we were going to have a vanishing and an ascension. Now, Cliff, as far as I know, is basically an agnostic. And he did mention that it sounded sort of like maybe what the Bible talked about as a rapture event. So here we are, and it's on time for what seems to be going on. I don't know.
It's interesting, Stuart, that a lot of this is seemingly coming together and really coming out in the open about the time of what we call the pivot point, that, you know, upon humanity and the planet. And, even though we went through the American eclipse, of course, in August, and then we had the 923 star sign, and everybody said, well, let's go back to sleep now, basically, after all of that, and nothing seemed to happen, you know, right in our face. Now, though, you can almost say, look at this, look at this, look at this, and look at this. It's just one thing after another beginning to happen that seems to be a major change on the face of this planet is in operation.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We went into that Vegas thing in the name of Paddock, and that means horse race. And they did the shooting in front of a pyramid with a Sphinx, which ties it directly to Egypt. And then we get to the horse race, which was a triple crown. And all of that, and what's interesting about it, if you go from 6-6, 20, whenever that was, I think it was 2015 that happened, and you go to 11-11, it's 888 days between those two dates. And 888 is a very, very interesting number because it means first resurrection. First resurrection, kind of interesting, actually. Now there's a guy that's coming out and, you know, they're all speculating, which is wonderful, I think. People should be speculating. But he says if you take 923 and you go 40 days for the woman, they're claiming that the birth, maybe the star sign actually represented the birth of the star, the man-child. You go 40 days, you come to 411. And here we have Antifa, 411. Now we have an exercise for an EMP event. And it's all of this is coming together between the dates 4-2, or 11-2 rather, November 2nd, all the way through, I think, to probably 11-11. And what's interesting also is that Obama left office on January 20th. He's going to speak on Halloween, which is 9 months and 11 days.
Oh.
They're doing all of this right in front of people, and they're not figuring out what's really going on. And I think it was November 2nd. In 1947, I thought it was 29th, but it isn't. It's the 2nd, November 2nd, is when the UN gave the decree for Jerusalem and Israel to be reborn in May of 48. So November 2nd really does have a really big significance in the timing of the Lord and the Omega Code and, you know, what we found on the Omega Code. It all was 2017, not 2018, but 2017. Of course, they're in 2018 now over in Israel. At least we think they are.
Yeah, I believe they are. Yeah.
What's going on with Kimmy the Whiz Kid over there and in Israel before we close out?
I know. In Israel, of course, they're very, very close to war at the moment. It appears that Iran and its proxies are preparing an attack on Israel. And and basically from some of the feelers I've got out inside Israel, they say they're holding their breath, that they've been told they're going to war, so they're preparing. And at the same time, of course, we have the situation with the Kurds, you know, because the Kurds basically wiped ISIS out of Raqqa. And now Turkey and Iraq and Syria are not wanting the Kurds to have any area of their own. And Russia and the U.S. apparently have given them an area, you know, with some oil in Syria. Of course, that's about to start a war with Turkey and others. But on the other hand, with Kim, they're very, very concerned. From what I can tell, even China now is concerned that he's going to set off a large magnitude weapon in the Pacific, possibly, and that would have results for that whole region, because if it is an EMP generated from that, it could bring down satellites, it could knock out power, turn off ships and planes, you know, but it wouldn't discriminate against just the U.S. It would be shooting down Chinese and Russian, and everybody else is being involved. So they're very, very concerned. Kim looks like he's not going to let up.
So do you think this would have anything to do with the exercise, which is probably Homeland Security, FEMA, and who knows who else? Would that have anything to do with North Korea in a possible strike? I mean, it seems odd they're holding it on November 4th. through the 6th. And, of course, Antifa is supposed to have their shoot-em-up demonstrations, what, on the 4th? That might go a little quicker because of all the deep state revelations that are going on. I can't imagine that they're not going to create a false flag. By the way, speaking about a false flag, folks, if you haven't heard about it, and this is kind of interesting, role play, and this is a headline, somebody got it out of the government, role player registration, Oklahoma, get paid $475 to assist the Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Texas National Guard in Oklahoma City as a casualty role player the week of 30 October through 02 November 2017. And then there's a thing that says Human Domain Solutions. Ooh, do you remember Jade Helm?
Oh, yeah.
Mastering the Human Domain.
Huh.
Human Domain Solutions, LLC, is now hiring casualty role players to participate in an Oklahoma Vigilant Guard training event, October 30th through November 2nd. So what are they doing? Are they training people to, or is this going to be another false flag event?
Well, we don't know. I mean, we just simply don't know. And, of course, at the same time, they supposedly was releasing all the JFK assassination files, but they didn't. The deep state pulled a small coup and didn't give up what President Trump had told them.
Yeah, I understand he's asking some questions as to why they didn't do that. Well, of course, what they release is going to prove the lone shooter. It's like the Vegas situation. We only had one shooter. The evidence everywhere says that's just a lie. And Vegas, of course, a hue and cry for gun control, starting to take parts away from rifles, et cetera, et cetera. Can't have assault rifles. This is going to continue until they get the guns, don't you think?
Well, we're just going to have to see where this goes. It's very interesting on who's going to win out. There seems to really be a standoff between President Donald Trump and those loyal to him and the deep state. And of course, you can include the left and the right, you know, the Democrats and the Republican establishment. They're all in the standoff. But it's an incredible standoff, and I never, ever believed as much as he had against him he would get this far. But he has, so I have to say kudos.
Yep, and I think you have to say that the hand of the Lord is definitely upon Donald Trump for whatever reason the Lord has him in office for. And some say it's delay, some say Cyrus. I think it has to do with Israel and getting that embassy and the temple started. And remember that the Sanhedrin wrote a letter to both Putin and Trump. Let's get going on the temple. And the Temple Mount. So, yeah, we're right here. And then when you have the rabbis telling all the Israelites that they need to come home, that is a major, major sign that we're in the last of the last days. So, folks, I guess all I can say is better, this is a real heads up as we move through October 31st, Halloween, and early November through the 11th. It's a real heads up. A lot of things can happen real, real quick. And if you haven't prepped, now's the time to do the last of it. Anything else, Larry? We got about 40 seconds.
Yeah, I would just tell people to, you know, we're going into winter. You know, try to have more than one source of heat available in your homes. And also at the same time, try to make sure you have some means of communications. You know, some of that can still work even after an EMP, and you can listen to British or, you know, international broadcasts on some of those short waves, and they're not all that expensive anymore.
Yeah. Yep. Good advice. So anyway, we'll see you next week. If something pops, we'll definitely do a special broadcast. Anyway, good night, folks.